I got a message from the president today on my textually written communication platform, also known as email. And it's funny because he starts his email off with, "Hello, everybody." Literally, dash, dash. "Hello, everybody. Each week, like many, many presidents before me, I sit down to record a short address to the nation. It's something I take very seriously because it offers a chance to bring focus to an issue that needs to be part of the national dialogue. But today, I've asked someone to take my place. Francine Wheeler is a mother. She and her family live in Newtown, Connecticut. 4 months ago, her six-month-old son, Ben, was murdered in his elementary school along with 19 other children and six brave educators." Blah, blah, blah. So he gave up his presidential address, his YouTube show, to Francine Wheeler and her husband, David. Now, this is unprecedented, I think. I do not know of a time when any president has given up his or her presidency, given up his address. Do you know of any time when that might have happened?
I've never heard of such a thing.
I also think it's I don't think it's a good thing, actually. I think it's this is
what have guest stars?
Yeah, I think it's not okay.
I think it'd be better if he introduced her, but it was I found this to be the most shameless thing probably the Obama administration has ever done in its entire 6 years or five, 6 years.
Did you see it?
Oh yeah.
Now did you catch everything in here?
There's a bunch of stuff in there that's interesting.
I clipped a small piece.
No, you have. We have to play the whole thing.
Oh, you want to play the whole? Oh, really? Okay. Well, let me preface by telling you who Francine and David are. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, I did that research.
What did you come up with?
Well, Dave is an actor.
They're both actors.
Yeah.
She also worked as the personal assistant. Listen. She also worked as the personal assistant to Maureen White, financial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee.
Oh, you got me on that one.
So when they got married, and let me just read it to you. When they got married in 2001, October 2001, Francine Lobus, daughter of Antoinette and Carmen Lobus, Bonita Springs, Florida, is to be married today with David Wheeler, blah, 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 blah. Miss Lobus, 34, works in New York as the personal assistant to Maureen White, the finance chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. The bride is also a music and movement teacher for infants and toddlers. She graduated from Allentown College of St. Francis, is a SAG and an equity member. Mr. Wheeler, actor and musician based in New York. So they're both actors.
Right.
But they are SAG card-carrying members.
There's something that I was interrupting you about is that this information is discrepant. If you look up enough of them, enough backgrounds on them, you can't really tell when they moved into town. It's like eight years ago. It's a year ago. It's 4 years ago. It's very disturbing to try to pin down a lot of this. You actually got quite a bit.
Well, I was blown away by the first that they're both actors and she's reading a script. She's reading the teleprompter.
With a lot of weird stuff in it that is just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And here's what got me. She kind of, she breaks down a couple of times and they cut away and she's normal again. So she sounds like a psycho. If you just listen to the audio, she sounds like she's completely insane because she's in one. Her mood changes too much because of the lousy cutting. Whoever edited this did a pretty crappy job.
Well, her eyes stay dry. Her eyes stay dry.
Exactly. That's what got me. She's not a very good actress. A good actress, by the way, you can tell them to cry and they'll just drop a tear right on the spot.
Right.
She couldn't even, she lost her son and I've never seen this because I've seen people interviewed.
John, has been going on with Sandy Hook with every single person you see on TV. You've not seen a single actual tear. Show it to me. Show me one piece of video, and it's horrible to think that this could be this big of a scam, but you need to show me one of these people on the 60 Minutes piece, anybody, even the teacher, Miss Soto, what's her name, the one who keeps doing interviews.
I have seen people with a dead dog on local television break into tears.
Yeah, not Sandy Hook.
And this woman goes right into this crying, fake crying, and she never drops a tear. It was just like, is she, are they that cold-blooded, or maybe it's just that they took some special class, or they're told not to cry, or when they cry, they did a second take, but that would, then their eyes would be all
you'd
red.
You'd see it. And this is the stuff that when people hear this and hear us discussing this, they go insane. They threaten to come and burn my house down. Because who am I, insensitive a-hole, to be talking like this? Remember Robbie Parker? The guy who's laughing and yucking it up before he then, oh, then he goes into this whole sad thing. This has been constant with this. Constant. And it's all the same memes. Killed at the end of a gun. Riddled. 20 young angels and 6 educators. Why can't we say teachers anymore? Educators. It's so scripted. It's so scripted. It is freaky.
And we decided to stop talking about it, and it still keeps coming
up. I can't help myself.
Throwing it in our face. This was the most shameless thing I've ever seen this president do. It was really bad.
Hi.
We have to play the whole thing.
As you've probably noticed, I'm not the president. I'm just a citizen. And as a citizen, I'm here at the White House today because I want to make a difference, and I hope you will join me.
Here we go.
My name is Francine Wheeler. My husband David is with me.
He looks like Dan Aykroyd.
A little bit. He also looks like somebody else too. That guy, he's another actor, actually looks really like, and I can't think of his name, but he looks just like him.
All right.
We live in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. David and I have 2 sons. Our older son, Nate, soon to be 10 years old, is a 4th grader at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Our younger son, Ben, age 6, was murdered in his first grade classroom on December 14th, exactly 4 months ago, this weekend.
Edit.
David and I lost our beloved son.
So now it's close up, and unless they redid makeup and took away puffy eyes, no tears.
And Nate lost his best friend. On what turned out to be the last morning of his life, Ben told me, quite out of the blue.
See, now, this is what bothered me. I'm going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. This is entirely true. Okay? Everything happened this way, and there was no confusion with the medical examiner about, you know, long gun, short gun, rifle, whatever. And there's no weird stuff, nothing. And we saw pictures, and we've seen, and we've had all of this. Let's just say all of that happened. Even then, this script and her delivery, I mean, if it was a mother really just speaking and saying, holy crap, you know, we got to change. But she's reading the script.
Yeah, and using the subclauses like out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
And I mean, with this bullshit story, because a 6-year-old does not
come up
to his mother out of the blue. I mean, I hate to go this far up with it, but I don't care. A 6-year-old doesn't come up to his mother out of the blue the day of the shooting and say, Mom, I want to be a paleontologist.
I still want to be an architect, Mama. But I also want to be a paleontologist.
I mean, I had to look up the word.
6 years old, wants to be an architect and a paleontologist, but meanwhile he's a piano player.
Because that's what Nate is going to be, and I want to do everything Nate does. Ben's love of fun and his excitement at the wonders of life were unmatched. His boundless energy kept him running across the soccer field long after the game was over.
What's he doing? Just running around?
And he couldn't wait to get to school every morning. He sang with perfect pitch and had just played at his 3rd piano recital. Irrepressibly bright and spirited, Ben experienced life at full tilt.
Full tilt.
Until that morning, 20 of our children and 6 of our educators gone. Out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
I've heard people say that the tidal wave of anguish our country felt on 12/14 has receded.
There it is.
But not for us.
You hear it, 12/14?
To us, it feels as if it happened just yesterday. And in the 4 months since we lost our loved ones, thousands of other Americans have died at the end of a gun.
There it is, end of a gun.
Thousands of other families across the United States are also drowning in our grief. Please help us do something before our tragedy becomes your tragedy. Sometimes.
You know, it's funny. I was just looking at that again. Wow, that was kind of weird. that almost felt like she is sitting there pleading as a double agent saying, oh, please, they're forcing me to do this. Whatever is going on, please help stop this insanity because these people here are insane.
Oh, play that back again. I'll take it from there.
But not for us. To us, it feels as if it happened just yesterday.
Listen.
And in the 4 months since we lost our loved ones, thousands of other Americans have died at the end of a gun. Thousands of other families across the United States are also drowning in our grief. Please help us do something before our tragedy becomes your tragedy.
Am I just seeing things?
Yeah, I think you're reading into it, but I like it. I mean, I think it's legitimate.
Possible.
Sometimes I close my eyes, and all I can remember is that awful day waiting at the Sandy Hook Volunteer Firehouse for the boy who would never come home.
That is a movie title. It's either a movie of the week, or it's going to be a book, or The Boy That Would Never Come Home. Write it down. Write this down.
Write it down as we speak.
Okay.
The same firehouse that was home to Ben's Tiger Scout Den 6. But other times, I feel Ben's presence filling me with courage for what I have to do for him and all the others taken from us so violently and too soon. We have to convince the Senate to come together and pass common sense gun responsibility reforms that will make our communities safer.
Also, that was something new in there. Common sense gun responsibility reforms? This is something new.
All the others taken from us so violently and too soon. We have to convince the Senate to come together and pass common sense gun responsibility reforms.
Wow. This is new. Gun responsibility reforms?
Yeah.
Not sure what that means, but you know, seeing as she didn't write it, it means something.
That will make our communities safer and prevent more tragedies like the one we never thought would happen to us. When I packed for Washington on Monday, it looked like the Senate might not act at all. Then, after the president spoke in Hartford, and a dozen of us met with senators to share our stories, more than two-thirds of the Senate voted to move forward. But that's only the start.
That's also Obama rhetoric, move forward.
Bills that will help keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And a lot of people are fighting to make sure they never do. Now is the time to act. Please join us.
Now is the time to act is the name of their campaign. If you look at whitehouse.gov.
You also missed the ring at dangerous people.
Oh, I missed that, yeah.
You can talk to your senator, too. Or visit whitehouse.gov to find out how you can help join the president and get involved. Help this be the moment when real change begins. From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
And I find it fascinating that her husband is just sitting there the whole time.
He often looks over at her.
Yeah, but no line, nothing. He's just sitting there. I mean, so it was. I found this to be extremely creepy, whether it's true or not. And of course, you know,
I thought it was shameless. I thought it was getting. This is the worst thing I've ever seen anyone do, especially for a president to pull a stunt like this. No, there was no tears. The thing was totally written by somebody else. There's no way she would talk like this.
No.
Whether anything happened or not. But I think her lack of tears makes you wonder. And, you know, every detail was just unnerving.